how powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day, your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
So you could just lock me up? No. Just bury me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from the ships. Because they knew death is better than bondage.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then it was nothing to me but blight. The shadows betray you because they belong to me.
In the hell do you think you are?
Okay, it's not working out. I'm gonna need the suit back.
For how long?
Forever.
No, please.
Let's have it.
You don't understand. This is all I have. I'm nothing without this suit.
If you're nothing without this suit, then you shouldn't have it. Okay?
So, Oz, this week, we are going to get back to normal. We are going to do things the regular way.
No.
We are, first off, we've gone back to the cold open, you know, the way it should be.
And but that opening was good, though. You got to give, come on, that was a good opening. Come on, that's a good one. It can be incorporated into some stuff. I heard you got some mad lyrics, you know. I got some beats, but that was a good one, right?
Yeah, it was, no. But that's okay. I'll let you take over next year. You got 360.
Did you say next week or did you say next year?
Next year. You have 358 days to think about it.
Oh, cool. So you know what? You saw what I brought to the production when you gave me 363 days, because I think last year was a leap year or something like that. But anyway.
So, it wasn't.
Okay, that's fine. But you saw what I brought to it. Each year, and by year 10, I'm coming with like the laser show, like dancers out there coming out like the real, here comes the regular Scott and the Uncle. Okay, it's fine. Sorry.
Yeah, so this episode we're going to hit a couple news tidbits. We're going to look at the box office, and I think that might become a weekly thing. We're just going to kind of, you know, look at the numbers, look at what movies are on top, and, you know, kind of examine how the box office is going to grow now that things are opening back up, movies are opening back up weekly. We're getting more quote unquote blockbusters back in the theater. So I would like to start monitoring the weekly box office. So
yes,
that's going to be something that we do weekly, or at least bi-weekly from here on out.
No, I think that's a great idea because it feels like the movie industry has definitely, I think the theater industry has definitely taking some severe beating up and blows. And so I like the way you said that you were going to monitor, as in, like, you know, this whole thing is still on life support. You know, there's intensive care. So let's see what's happening with that. Some movies have been pumping in some critical transfusion blood into this industry. Well, let's see if we can be sustained and do proper rehab, physical therapy, and get ourselves back on track.
Well, according to thenumbers.com, what do you think the number one movie was?
I'm guessing it's either going to be Cruella.
Cruella.
Cruella. Cruella. I mean, I like Cruella. I want a car named the Cruella.
I was going to say the Cruella sounds like a Chevrolet that was made for Cruella.
Did you see that car? Man, I was in that Cruella. That thing, it's convertible. It leaks, but it's okay. It's still dope. Yeah, Cruella. I would imagine A Quiet Place 2 is somewhere in that brinking. And that's all I got.
Well, The Conjuring is going to be the number one movie this weekend with $24 million.
I don't know how I feel about that because my son and my wife watched that last night.
Well, they're braver than you.
Well, I mean, anyone's braver than me.
Not anyone.
Except you. Not anyone. You're right.
I'm braver than you for sure because I enjoy horror movies. I'm not a Conjuring guy. I thought the first one was pretty good. After that, I just think they kind of went off the rails, but that seems to be a horror genre type thing. You know, you get one or two movies, they go off the rails, they have a good one at like five or six, you think they're coming back, and then it goes off the rails again. So The Conjuring was kind of like that for me. A Quiet Place 2 is a movie I definitely want to see. A Quiet Place 1 was fantastic. John Krasinski and Emily Blunt put on great performances. Great family movie, family dynamic.
Reed and Sue.
Nah, hope not. But yeah, so I'm excited to see A Quiet Place 2. I'm excited to.
Are you excited to see, about the spinoffs and everything that's coming out of it?
Well, we'll see if that actually happens. We've heard a lot of rumors about spinoffs that never seem to materialize. Remember, there was supposed to be a spinoff of the Hawkman, the Aquaman movie, The Trench.
Well, you know, I think.
And that movie made $1 billion.
Well,
so.
I know, but I think with the troubles with Amanda Heard. Put a little dink on stuff. but I also think that, you know, you have a good point because they stopped this whole Jupiter's Legacy thing, which had potentially be awesome. And now they're like, well, we're thinking about doing a spinoff of Just the Villains. They're not going to do a spinoff of Just the Villains. They're just trying to make people happy because people are pissed right now.
Yeah, you know, we'll get to that because that is actually one of the news tidbits, the Jupiter Legacy cancellation. So we'll touch on that later.
So silly.
But let's get back to our top three. So The Conjuring was number one with $24 million. A Quiet Place 2 was number two in its second week at $19 million. So it had a pretty good debut weekend as well, I believe. It
absolutely
made over $50 million. So very good start, especially. For a pandemic blockbuster, and this isn't like a superhero blockbuster,
especially for something that's been we've been waiting for a while.
Well, yeah, no doubt, and there's a lot of anticipation for it. And number three was Cruella in its second week. Yeah, Cruella in its second week brought in $11 million. And to round out the top five, we had Spirit Untamed, which brought in $6 million.
Question.
Yep.
I don't even know what Spirit Untamed is. Is that something about a horse?
Let's see, because I don't either.
It's either that feels like that's either some kind of animated thing or something about a horse.
It definitely is a horse.
Okay,
that's there's no, yeah, there's nothing right here. But yeah, I see a horse and a young girl.
I'm shocked
on the cover right there. And number five was Raya and the Last Dragon.
Raya and the Last Dragon. I thought there was a movie, and I'm not sure which one it is. I feel like it was Raya. I want to think that they're so dope about that. Either the executive producers or the actress or whatever had all the crew members sign gave all the crew members 1% of the royalties or whatever of the movie. And I apologize because I want to make sure I get the information right. And so everyone, apparently PAs, whoever, whatever, everyone who touched that movie got some of that movie and everybody got a piece of that pie and came out with like 30,000 plus or whatever, you know, depending on what you did. I think that's just cool, man.
No, it's very cool, especially in these times. Just a little, you know.
And one more thing. Sorry. Cruella. Mm-hmm. Is she the one that was Jumanji 1 and 2?
Jumanji? Cruella is from 101 Dalmatians.
No. The actress from Cruella.
Which one?
The main Cruella. Cruella.
Emma Stone?
Yes. Okay. God. Okay. Good. Man, I'm so. Yeah. Y'all know. After 100+ episodes, I suck at people's names. But okay. So she was Jumanji, right?
No.
Who's she's not the redhead.
Kristen Dunst is Jumanji.
No.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
Wait. Hold on. with The Rock. I know I'm right.
Oh, no, no, no. That's and that is
I know I'm right.
No, that is actually that is what's that's Nebula from Marvel. That's Karen Gilliam. Sorry, you're wrong.
No.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh,
put,
no.
No, no, no. Put $20 on it. Don't even look it up. Let's make a bet live on the show. $20 right now. Don't look it up.
Hold on.
$20.
Wait, time out. Time out. I just want to make this official before I look up anything. You're saying that, oh, $20 bet dollars. Let's do it.
That girl from Jumanji
is Nebula. You're saying she's Nebula. I'm saying Cruella is Emma
You're
Stone.
You're saying Emma Stone is the chick from Jumanji.
I'm saying,
that's what you just said.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Okay,
yes,
and I'm saying that the chick from Jumanji with The Rock and Kevin Hart
with the red hair and who
is Karen Gilliam, and that is Nebula. Yes, I will bet you $20. No, shake my hand, dude, and give me my money, because after I set the table, I'm getting paid. Shake my hand.
I'm down for it. $20.
$20.
All right.
And yeah. While he looks things up, allow me to set the table before I get paid. This is Take a Knee for Marvel vs. DC. I am your host, Regular Scott, and I am here with my co-host, the comic connoisseur, the mighty Oz and Killmonger, Oz. Now, wallet's about to feel a little bit lighter, but how you feeling?
What is up, good people? And my comic connoisseurs, I'm about to be a lot poorer, but anyway, I feel good. Still sourcing out information.
You can find us on Twitter at Knee4MarvelVsDC. That's the number 4. You can email us at Knee4MarvelVsDC@GoDefyLife.com. You can also leave us a voicemail, 804-518-6631. And you can also follow Oz. Oz, tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me at OzzyReal. That's at OzzyReal. And
you can get our podcast anywhere you get your podcasts: Apple, Spreaker, Radio Public, TuneIn, Spotify, all those places. Like, subscribe, leave us 5 stars. Okay, Oz.
Yeah. Man. Funny thing. Emma Stone is Cruella.
Right, we established that. But right. You said that she was the chick in Jumanji. That's what the bet was about.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So we established that she was Cruella. We know who she is and what movie she's starring in.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, man. All right,
can you just look up Jumanji?
I'm looking up Jumanji right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on is denial. I think he already looked it up.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's she looks like her. Gosh, she looks just like her. Karen Gilliam.
Yeah.
But so Emma Stone.
I want my money.
That is that's dope. Oh, I see her now. She looks like Emma Stone. She's still dope. I'll get you $20 too. But so Emma Stone is the person from Cruella.
Cruella.
It's Cruella. Cool. You got it. So you got the money, but man, basically all the redheads look alike. Cause dude, Emma Stone, Karen.
This guy just said all the redheads look alike.
Not like look at Emma Stone, look at Karen, and then throw a piece in there. Look at who's the other one?
This dude would get mad if somebody said 3 black dudes all look alike, but this guy wants to say all the redheads.
And every redhead is going, you're being redhead racist. I'm like, no. Hey, and I want to let everybody know I'm not, because some of my best friends are redheads. Okay.
No doubt.
You know, yeah. I would accept a redhead in my neighborhood. I would have no problem with that. Or a redhead dating my son.
You wouldn't have no issue if they dated your child.
Regular Scott, I would have no issue if a redhead wanted to date my son. I mean, I guess I wouldn't. But I mean, no, but it's fine. You know, I wouldn't. Why would I care about that? You know, I'm so not a racist. You know,
a redhead racist.
And let me tell you one thing for everybody to know: whenever you have to say out loud that you're not a racist, you probably are a racist. Okay,
that's usually the first giveaway.
The very first giveaway to you being a racist is you exclaiming very loudly to people that you're not a racist.
And my second one is normally I have a black friend though.
Yeah, and like
I have a black friend.
Some of my best friends are redheads. Do you get what we're saying here? Do you get what we're saying here? Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right.
You get $20, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know. You want to make another bet?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I got to get my money back.
Well, I'm up $20, so I can make a couple $10 bets, maybe some $5 bets, stretch it out a little bit.
You can make $21 bets. It's fine.
I might do that. We might just be – this might be the gambling episode.
I bet you can't think of something to say real quick.
Something real quick.
$10.
As this guy takes a sip. You didn't see – we're doing another show face-to-face. You didn't see the stare that he gave me when he said, you bet you won't think of something real quick.
No, you didn't – you all didn't see the stare that I gave him when I was like, oh, so she wasn't in that. Huh. Man, I sure could have used $20 today. That's okay.
All right. Oz, I am going to do something a little bit different. You know, normally we have the one's got to go or...
Can I ask you something? Did me picking over the show last week really affect you? Because you feel like you are on this big thing about normalcy, getting back to order, doing things the right way. And I'm doing hand quotes here. The right way, you know, like no more messing around. We're really going to step up our game. Was this all this because I take over? Because I feel like if I think about it last year, you did the same thing after we did it last year, too.
Well, actually, I think last year, the week after you took over, I'm pretty sure I told you that we weren't doing a show and had a guest on in your place the following week.
No. I think what you said was, hey, we're taking a break, but then you had a guest on. What you meant to say was, I'm taking a break from you for a week. But I get it. I got it. I was like, hey, I'm available. He's like, nah.
I'm available.
I think this week we're just going to, I was like, oh, man, because I heard we had a guest on. That's interesting. He says, fine.
Yeah, it was just a practice run. Somehow it got leaked. Yeah, somehow it got leaked. It got leaked.
Yeah, and you had like I guess, welcome to the regular Scott, and now I'm closing on this one anymore.
Oh man. I don't even remember.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How much time do you spend on yourself in a given week versus how much time you spend on other people? How do you balance the two? It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. But when we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burnt out. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. For example, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/JJR to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/JJR.
I got fired by a tweet.
I didn't even tweet you.
And the only reason I didn't recognize that I got fired because I never checked my Twitter. So
right. I'm going to give you 9 actors.
What? give me 20 actors and let's bet on it.
I'm going to give you 9 actors and you can pick 3 to make your movie with.
What movie?
Your movie.
Any movie I want. My dream movie.
Any movie you want, your dream movie. I'm going to give you...
My love story, my rom-com.
Whatever.
My sci-fi, my horror.
Your black time traveling rom-com sci-fi.
Okay.
All right.
None of these are... porn actresses, right?
Not that I know of. Not until their sex tape leaks.
Cool. Then I know what kind of movie we're making. I just want to be very clear. Okay, good.
All right. Here are your actors. Denzel Washington.
Oh, look at you.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Look at you. Denzel Washington, Leonardo DiCaprio, The Equalizer at the beach.
Morgan Freeman. Russell Crowe. Tom Hanks. Matt Damon. Brad Pitt. How many is that? 1, 2,
that sounds like it's 9.
3, 4, 5.
You have over $3 billion worth of income right now.
Jamie Foxx, 8, and Christian Bale, number 9.
Oh. Oh, wait, hold on. What, you disrespect that you even put Sammy in that list, man? Are you serious?
Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
That's right. I did not. There's a lot of actors I didn't put in the list. This isn't like the greatest actors of all time.
I would put...
It's not about who you put in the list, who you putting in the movie.
So wait, am I directing this thing?
You can do whatever you want with this movie. This is your movie.
Because right, because if I directed it, I don't know if I could put Christian Bale in it because he's a handful.
Okay, you know?
Hold on. Let me just calm down.
Well, here, let me put some parameters. You are
drunk in your power of this $20 right
let
now.
Let me put some parameters out there. Yeah. Everyone, top condition. Top mindset.
Happy to be on the set.
No issues.
They read the script and were like, oh my God, I'm a part of this no matter what. Give me a dollar. I'm a part of this.
One of those types of movies.
Right. Food can be catered by 7-Eleven. I'm just so passionate about your movie.
One of those types.
The biography of your life, I'm so passionate about doing.
We got it.
Brad Pitt said, I waited a lifetime to play you.
Well, he didn't want, except, well, unless you're Achilles and he won't play gay, but... That's another story.
Well, yeah. Denzel Washington won't do it either.
When was he supposed to be gay?
He had a talk with Will Smith, allegedly, when Will Smith did 6 Degrees of Separation about make sure you don't do this because it can affect your career. It was interesting. There's an interesting story that could or could not be true about that. So,
who are your three actors?
Jamie Foxx, Brad Pitt.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that coming.
I like Brad Pitt a lot.
I like him, too. I just,
yeah, you. My usual go-tos are Keanu, because I love him, and Samuel, so he didn't do it, so I feel free to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, Russell Crowe. I was like, why would you put Russell Crowe in anything?
Russell Crowe's a really good actor. He's a really good actor.
You know, he's a really great actor. That's not my cup of tea, but yeah. But if I met him face-to-face, I'd be like, what's up, Russell?
How you doing, sir?
Don't punch me. Let's get raw, dude. Let's do Brad Pitt.
Let's do
Jamie Foxx, and then let's kick it, dude, and do Christian Bale. And it's gonna be the most craziest version of. I've always had this crazy sci-fi idea about how. Just trying to make things relatable to everybody. So the 7 continents that we have are actually 7 planets in a solar system. And so how you had like the great diaspora, the enslavement trade, right? You had that migration from Africa to basically the South Americas, then to the North Americas, right? To groom them. So my thought was always, it would be cool to do an epic sci-fi story where you had, these entities took over a planet, of the 7 planets, 7 continents, took over a planet, and so they had to go migrate from planet to planet to get to this planet. And you see how this planet is the United States, how this planet is Africa. Like, if you think of Africa and the planet, it would be larger than most of the other planets, right? It'd be larger than most other planets, right? And then paranoid. My regular guy is so funny. I love doing shows face to face with him because any little son, he's like, wait, what's that? Wait, planets? Wait, is that Galactus? You would get a scale. Like, if you see this huge planet, you see the scale, man, of the devastation that has wrecked, like, the planet Africa, whatever. So that would be my thing, man. And we could set it generational. And I would love to see Jamie. I would love to see Jamie Foxx as like this kind of like liberator kind of thing. It would be interesting, man. But then my always go to is like have those three guys and it's a Rock'em Sock'em superhero thing. Let's go. And Jamie Lee Foxx is Blue Marvel.
You said Jamie Lee Foxx.
Excuse me one second. That's Jamie Lee Curtis. And I'm sorry. Jamie Lee Curtis and Jamie Foxx have a love child.
She's not in the movie.
She's a pick. They have a love child.
So who's the protagonist? Who's the antagonist?
Brad Pitt is the worst of the worst bad guy. Because he never plays a really bad guy.
So he's a bad guy.
He's the baddest bad guy. He's like, I want him to be so hateable playing. And then, I want him to do fucked up shit to Jamie too. Just like, it'd be like, oh my God, dude. You know?
So Christian Bale's the protagonist here.
Christian Bale is in the role you don't see him as all, because you see him as Batman. No, Christian Bale is the dude who you think is going to help Jamie, but he just portrays Jamie in the end too. So Jamie's on his own little thing, dude. And I would love it to be, you know what I'd love to see? The real continuation of Jupiter's Legacy. And I'll be real quick about this. I know I'm going on a tangent.
Real long
tangent. I know, dude, but it feels good though, because I like seeing your face. Look, dude, it'll be this. These three guys, pardon me, I know it's always guys, but we can fix that. These three beings are the most powerful beings on the planet. And they've always worked together to protect the planet. And then something happens on a galactic scale. And you don't know why or who or whatever. And you see the betrayal happen. And, you know, and I would love to see Jamie Foxx in a way that has that would be cool. Like seeing like him like imprisoned for some reason. And then he's freed, you know. It would be cool, you know. But they're all super powered, man. I think it would be dope.
Yeah, dope.
But do you still like my original idea about having, I think it would put context to people if you had, instead of the seven continents, there were seven planets in a solar system. And the solar system will basically be the Earth.
Yeah, I actually thought that was a really good idea. It's just everything else that followed was really bad.
He thought it was a really good idea until I like went on for 15 minutes about it. It's basically like the first date, and this guy's like excited, and he meets this like person, man or woman, who's like, man, I really like this person. I'm gonna ask him on a date. Hey, my name is Uncle Oz. I really like you a lot, and I think you're cool. And then you're like, well, I'll go on a date with you. And you're like, then 10 minutes later, well, I'm just really excited. We go, and you're just like, man, why am I going on a date with this fool? So yeah, I get it. Like, less is more all the time. Except for now, can you please put your shirt back on?
It's hot in here. I do like the original concept, though. I think that's very interesting,
isn't it?
Yeah, I do think there's something there, especially with the solar system, and yeah, there's something there. My three actors, two of them are probably gonna be obvious. I've made it very clear they're my
Russell
favorite
Crowe.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Denzel Washington. Those would be my first two, and Denzel is gonna be the bad guy. No doubt about it. Kingpin style. He's going
Training Day 2, where he actually survived the Russian hit.
I want Denzel more so to be just the. I want him to play the role Jack Nicklaus played in The Departed.
Oh, you want him to play on some Training Day American Gangster vibe, Equalizer vibe,
sprinkled with The Godfather.
Oh, so this is a Denzel Washington.
This is pretty much Denzel as the Godfather.
American Gangster, generational Godfather thing. Horse in the bed, horse head in the bed.
Hey, he's not lifting a finger the entire movie.
Okay,
that's going to be his thing. He doesn't do anything the entire, but everybody's always doing stuff for him.
And then at some point he's like, because he doesn't want to be contrived. He just says, "Hey, King." Pardon me, Godzilla ain't got nothing on me.
Well, and you know, as he likes to die in his movie, so obviously he would get killed in the end. I would also have Leonardo DiCaprio working for Denzel. Leo will end up being the one that kills Denzel and take over the organization at the end.
That sounds horrible.
Well,
what you got to do, man? Why can't Leonardo be the dude? Why can't Denzel take over for Leonardo, dude?
Because we've seen Leonardo as a bad guy, and he's great in it. Like Django, he was fantastic as Candy.
Was he a bad guy in that? I thought he was just like kind of like, you know, just trapped in a circumstance.
Well,
he was a jerk, dude.
No,
I know.
No, that doesn't surprise me, especially with your mindset about redheads. I can see you and Candy having a lot in common.
I will reiterate. I have no problem with any of my children dating a redhead. I just, you know, I just don't know how I feel about them. Like, you know,
look, the fact that you're calling them them.
Well, it's not even that, man. Like,
no, that's exactly what it is. Well, that's exactly what it is.
I don't want to get into this. It's like, look, they're taking my job.
They took my job. Who's
they? You know, I'm just saying.
Who's they?
You know,
who's they?
They're stopping good, honest.
Who's they?
Hardworking Americans.
Who's they?
You know, the ones that are taking our jobs. You want me to say it out loud?
I do.
The redheads.
Okay. And my third actor will actually, to your surprise, it'll be Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is phenomenal. Most comedians that transition into the movies, they're amazing actors.
Think about that.
For Carrot Top.
Think about that
movie.
I'm not
just kidding because he's a redhead.
Yeah, right. I didn't even put that together to you. you two got to think about redheads. But think about that movie, though.
I love Red Sonja.
Denzel, Leo, and Tom Hanks in the same movie.
But why do you want Denzel to be killed by... That's kind of racist, dude.
Well, because I would want Leo. My thing is, I
really... Oh, that's racist if he takes over the organization.
Well, I am half white, too. So I want Leo to like act like he's working for Tom Hanks.
Let me speak to the black side.
But then he got shot with Denzel. but then he double crosses not only Denzel but Tom Hanks as well, and that's why he ends up taking over, because you know Tom Hanks would be the good cop, the honest cop who's trying to get him out.
I love that idea. May I just do a $15 bet with you? No, can I just interject? Why not have Tom Hanks be the godfather, dude?
Hey, so a couple things.
Because it's my movie.
that's the first thing.
Couple things. But the most important thing is, this is my dream movie.
That's the first thing. Secondly, I want Tom Hanks to be the good guy.
Okay. I want to throw something out there.
Okay.
What if he had red hair?
Why does he need red hair?
It'd be great.
Why?
You get spiced up a little bit, you know. What if Leonardo killed Tom Hanks and Tom Hanks happened to have red hair?
What if they replaced T'Challa with a redhead?
What if they replaced T'Challa with Emma Stone? And her name is Chikorella.
Hey, who's a famous male redhead?
That's an actor? See? Okay. So... Here you go. One of the biggest famous ones for TV, he never transitioned really well to movies, was your boy David Caruso from Criminal CSI, whatever. He would always, dude, this dude, when you see him act, you'd be like, yo, dude, I ain't fucking with that dude. That dude plays a cop. That dude is hardcore. But whenever you see him in an interview, you'd be like, oh, you act very well, sir. And his whole thing, he would take off his sunglasses and it'd be like, he'd have his sunglasses on and there's a murder scene and he'd take off his sunglasses and he'd be like, looks like this person was skewered. And then you hear that, won't get filled again. Wow. It was so crazy. He is one. There was a really good actor that was in a couple TV shows and a couple movies, like The Big Red One, I think, was one of them. He was rad. But, yeah, I can't think of any other, like, redheaded actors.
So I looked them. I just typed.
Eric Stoltz. Eric Stoltz is an amazing one.
Who is that?
Dude, back in the 80s and 90s, he had his heyday. He was the dude who played the mask in that movie, The Mask. Not Jim Carrey, but the one about the boy who was deformed. He played that dude. And also, a little side note, he was originally supposed to be Marty from Back to the Future, and they actually filmed him out until they were like, this is not working. And then they replaced him with Michael J. Fox.
A couple of redheads, or at least I think they're redheads. The guy who played Jon Snow's best friend on Game of Thrones.
Oh, he's awesome. He's great. He's
Christopher.
Hey, he was in Fast and Furious too.
Yes, he was.
Rock took care. Diesel took care of him real quick.
Eddie Redmayne.
Who is he?
He was in the Harry Potter prequels.
And his name is Redmayne.
I think so. Rupert Grint. The Harry Potter kid.
Oh, the main dude.
Yeah, the main guy. He was a redhead. I don't think he's been in anything else. Seth Green.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How much time do you spend on yourself in a given week versus how much time you spend on other people? How do you balance the two? It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. But when we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burnt out. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. For example, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/JJR to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/JJR.
How powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day, your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
Responsible for a lot of awesome robot chicken stuff.
Benedict Cumberbatch, is he a redhead too?
I don't know about that, unless he dyes his hair. But the other cat from Bill and Ted, not Keanu, I think he was a redhead back in the day, too.
Cameron Monahan?
Cameron Diaz, sorry?
Cameron Monahan.
Okay, don't know.
That's the guy who played the Joker in Gotham?
Got you.
He's a redhead.
Yeah.
So there's a couple. He's a good actor too.
He's played some really good roles. Yeah, he has.
Yeah, he's a good actor. Here, as well.
Do me a favor, regular Scott. Now I don't know why I'm doing.
There's a guy on Grey's Anatomy that's a redhead too.
I don't care. I don't know. I'm doing this. I'm just probably just in a mood right now because you're just on this redhead kick. Whatever. Name some famous redhead wrestlers.
Sheamus.
Sheamus, yes.
Sheamus is male or female or just male?
We got to do with males because it's so easy to be like obviously we know there's a deficit in the male.
I can run off a couple of females as well.
Go for it. Then.
Well, Becky Lynch, when she left wrestling, she started a family. She got pregnant. She was the biggest name in wrestling, male or female.
Oh. I don't know how that works. Like bigger than like.
So the Rock is not in wrestling. You know what I'm saying?
No, like bigger than Hulk Hogan. Like you're saying at the time.
At the time, yeah. No, not all time. Nowhere near that. Just like at the time, she was the most popular name. She was the first woman to ever main event at WrestleMania, close the show out. She beat Ronda Rousey in the main event. You know, just little stuff like that.
Apparently, everybody's been beating Ronda Rousey lately.
Not in wrestling. She only lost one match.
I know, but in everything else, like the MMA.
Oh, well, she lost two fights.
Dude, I'm like, don't get paid.
You can't beat her.
I why would I fight her? Wait, that makes no sense. Wait. You can't beat her.
Hey,
okay.
I'm just saying, you talking smack about Ronda, you wouldn't say it to her face.
I would. I'd be like, yo, you. Yeah.
I would.
I'd be like, excuse me, Miss Ronda. You're an amazing actress.
She'd be like, okay, I know you're lying right there. So that's your first lie.
What's your gimmick? Oh, no. Yeah, like, we always think about when she hits on Sylvester Stallone at the end of the spin of those, like, ooh, that was weird.
Well, he put that in for himself.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He wrote that in for himself.
Yeah, I'm like, dude. That was just weird, bro.
He has a thing for Ronda and was like, well, I'm just going to write her to hit on me at the end.
Yeah, I'm like, from one Sylvester to another.
That at least he didn't have movie. Sex with her. He could have easily wrote to have sex with her in the movie.
Yeah, and well, yeah. Oof, God, now I'm grossed out. Thanks.
I mean, he had the power, and she would have did it.
Okay, now who's talking smack on somebody?
I'm not talking smack, but you don't think she would have? You don't think she would have?
No, I can promise you she would not have.
She would have. I bet you she would have been like, you going to pay me a couple extra $100,000.
Okay. A person, not a woman, a person who is trained their whole life to excel in their body. You're saying that she basically would just be a, you're saying that's prostitution.
That's no.
It is.
No, it's not. To do a sex scene or to be, not even to be new, just you can negotiate that in the contract. Just like the Game of Thrones people did.
Are you saying that to have her nude or just to have the scene?
To have the scene.
Because I thought you initially were trying to say, and I think we all thought the
same thing. No, I don't.
That you were trying to say that they would have sex with him if you were.
Why
you
would said, I say that?
Because you just literally said it.
I did not say that. Okay. A sex scene. Okay, why would I say that she would have sex with him?
Well, I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Clearly. And the fact that you tried to put all the people into your misunderstanding as well. You said, I think everyone would feel like me.
We're going to do a couple things.
I'm going to need you to calm down a couple notches. I'm going to need you to take it down a couple notches. Hey, y'all should see him right now. He's standing up. He's got his hands over his head. He's got a chair picked up in the air. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because you can hear from the two of us which one had the chair.
I muted it.
So I just muted the mic. I just need you to simmer down.
I already told you to calm down a couple notches. You can't come in with my line right there after I just had you calm down a couple notches. Okay.
You good?
I'm just saying, man, you got to simmer down a little bit. I know it's hot in here. I know the heat brings out the anger.
Yeah,
it's pumping a lot of anger.
Okay, it's good. It's going to be a hot summer already. Because
my God,
this dude. What do you mean? I was just posing a question.
No, you were posing a question. You thought you were going to catch me slipping, and then you were like, I think all the people agree with me.
Bradley Scott, now. Oh. I will get back to you. All the people. Definitely agree with me that Rhonda would not be a prostitute for to have sex with Sylvester Stallone.
But nobody said that.
Right, but
nobody said that.
But if that was posed,
but it wasn't like that wasn't even
the people would agree she wouldn't do that. Thank you, people.
Right, but that's not what the people were being brought into.
Thank you, people.
You tried to bring the people in on your lie because you got caught in a lie.
Thank you, people. The big lie.
Yes, that's exactly. That's exactly what you got caught in, the big lie. All right, let's get to our news tidbits.
This whole show has been stolen from me. If you look back at the records, I was clearly in the lead through everything, but the lion co-host here wants to steal away from me from the good, honest people that we've been working
with. I can tell you one person who wasn't very impressed with you taking over the show last week. So.
And then that leads us right to a segue. And to that person. Whose name I will not name. Phil, come on, man. We're working on it, okay? And by the way, Phil, when you do this, you make regular Scott. He's just gleam. He's glowing. We just love you. He's just chomping at the bit. I got to play this, dude. I got to play this right now. Look at you.
We got a voicemail. It was
from who?
I was
awesome. Who did we get a voicemail from? I was going to do the
news tidbits, but I think instead we'll just go to the voicemail.
I got so riled because I got so riled up.
No, because you know we wanted to.
I'm going full throttle because you, Uncle Hoss, said the people.
Man,
you said the people.
You tried to insult the people. I'm a man of the people. I'm a regular guy.
Right.
You know. Yeah. I'm one of the
regular
people.
Angry guy.
I'm a regular angry black man.
When he wants to be, because he's also let you know that he's half white too. So.
You know, it just depends on the situation.
I'm getting kind of angry about you talking about redheads and talking about Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio, and don't talk about Eminem either.
Eminem never came up in the conversation. All right, let's play.
He shook.
Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. No, I don't need your backup. All right. Here's the, this is the voicemail that Phil left 2 weeks ago that Oz omitted to play last week when he took over the show. No, we didn't. Because you mentioned it early in the show that you weren't going to play it. So.
Sounds kind of angry. Okay. Let's not get this guy riled up.
All right, so this is the first voicemail, I think.
Hey, it's your boy, as usual. I do have a question for the Ozzy Killmonger, and one for the regular thought. I'd like to hear from both of y'all. With Marvel, since Marvel has Conan, Samson, Hercules, and Thor,
oh, this is good.
Can you please name for me three more barbarian types in Marvel? And can you please list for me at least seven that are equal to or similar to those seven for a total for DC? I want to know.
Hold on. We got something happened. We lost the end of Phil's. Wait a minute.
Oh, see, hey, Phil, take note.
Wait a minute.
DC. I want to know if there's any, if you can name off seven for DC that are very similar to those. I hope you all have a blessed day. Hope to hear from you soon. Have a blessed weekend. Peace.
So that was the first voicemail that he left, that he just wanted. He just, you know, he's a part of our show now, and we look forward to his emails. And Oz took over the show and put his big boy britches on and decided to just, you know, change everything about the show. So this was the second voicemail.
Phil, the other reason is I would not want to ever disrespect you enough to play your voicemail and have it cut off in the middle of their most important statement. So I wouldn't do that to you, man. Right. But obviously, you know who did do that to you. So just mental note about that.
Yeah. Here's the second voicemail that Phil left.
Hey, guys. I just figured I'd call. This is your boy, Phil. I listened to the show. I'm sorry to say, but Oz, you get a MG or a solid six. I guess I'll be nice and throw on an Infinity Gauntlet. I'm not going to be doing a question this week because you, Oz.
Okay, so that's the second time you did that.
Oz decided to take over the show. I'll get you next week with a different question. I'll let you figure out what you want to say for the question I posted last week. Till then, peace.
That's right, Phil. You tell Uncle Oz. You don't answer. You don't get no more questions until you answer his old questions.
Hold on, Phil. Can regular Scott just play your voicemail in its entirety?
Hey, but peep this though. Even if I only play half the voicemail, that's still more than you played.
Right, and because Phil.
And Phil, this is why I don't let him take over the show.
Okay. You remember. Count to 10 backwards.
I need you to count to 7 and give me your 7 characters.
Okay, count to 10.
No, you count to 7 and give me characters.
We'll do it together.
Okay,
man.
Who's your 7 characters?
10.
Who's your 7 characters?
9.
Your 7 characters.
8. Warlord. Batman from old Batman. We're talking about the DC guys. So Batman from when he was hit by Darkseid's, you seem fidgety. What's going on?
I'm good. I'm just waiting. I'm expecting a rant. I was about to go get me some food. So I knew you had 7.
I'm about to wash my car.
You had 7 people to go through. That's at least 15 minutes.
I'm going
to
try my best with this one, Phil. But so I think you remember Warlord. He was great. Travis. And then Batman when he got hit by
Darkseid's
Darkseid. Okay, and I think Phil is going to be like, Ridley Scott, chill out. I agree. And then do you guys remember Commandy, the last boy on Earth? He was basically a barbarian in a dystopian future Earth. And then I will always like to put in our original barbarian, the original Neanderthal, Vandal Savage. The shame of it all is I'm trying to think of some women barbarians in DC, and we don't really have any ragers. I guess if you want to say, you could say like Cheetah in a way, or Wonder Woman in a way, is a barbarian in their skills, because I kind of liken it to Vikings. And now you gave off some of the easy of our ones for DC. I'm sorry, for Marvel, and I'm just like going to go off. Let's just say we got Conan for sure. That he's just the number one easy fix. Odin and Thor, they're Vikings, but they're crazy barbarians to me. Scar, the Hulk's son. And then finally, Red Sonja. And along those lines, too, we have like the companions that Thor and Red Sonja accompany on their ways. So I like that question. I haven't thought about the barbarians in a while, Phil. Thank you, man. That's really cool.
All right. Here we go. Let's get to our news tidbits for today. We're going to wrap up with our news tidbits. Oz, we don't have a lot of news. Wasn't a lot going on in the industry, or at least not a lot that I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, apparently, if you can just like learn how to not be so angry, we can talk about lots of things.
Well, I'm not angry. I just wish you wouldn't lie.
Tell me what in the news makes you mad.
What in the news makes me mad?
What makes you angry in the news, in the comic news?
In the comic news?
Yeah. Hey, instead of our news tidbits,
here we go.
What do you have that's made you mad with comics and news this week? We're social too. News and comics. What's kind of gotten a fire under, besides me? What's kind of fire underneath your feathers?
Well, if I
what's got your feathers ruffled?
If I can talk about what's ruffling my feathers.
What's got your duck bill all quacking?
You know, I don't appreciate the disrespect that we show to these incredible athletes that we have right now. In particular, I'm talking about LeBron James. He loses the first round series in his entire career. And not only is he met with just the incredible animosity, backlash, and most of it's not even basketball related. And then the one that is basketball related, it's like, you know, he's accused of things that, you know, they call him the originator of certain things that he was not. And he just didn't want to waste his career. And
well,
athletes like that, Russell Westbrook's another one that gets a lot of backlash. These are guys that we need to appreciate, because when this generation leaves, like, we don't have guys like that. Like, Russell Westbrook's and LeBron's don't come around that often. And the fact that we don't appreciate greatness while we got it, we're spoiled. And it's pretty sad to see in the sports world.
Can I, just to piggyback on that, I like what you said about the greatness of it. So, you know, I'm not the sports connoisseur. Mm-hmm. I do my skateboarding and stuff. But, man, can we just talk about... And I'm not sure, but I've heard some of the critics about LeBron James, and I want to just put this point about LeBron James and the critics. This is a dude who has been not good, but excellent since he's been probably in, like, junior high school, if you want to tell the truth. A standout. Not high school, but junior high school. A standout in what he did. And you know why you're a standout? Because they literally, any philosophy says... Practicing anything 10,000 times or 10,000 hours makes you a master of stuff. And I will promise you, LeBron James is a master at the art of basketball, because he's done that over 10,000 times. Every critic, I'll make this quick too. Every critic that says stuff about him is fun and banter, but I would challenge them to look at their life and juxtapose it to his life, and they ain't put in the work like he's done. This dude, he could have just been, and I'll say it because he could have just been a quote unquote jock. He is an entrepreneur, a family man, social commentary critic of our society today, and he's spot on when he says it. And he's still excellent at his game. Let me tell you, man, if I would have had a Jordan speak out like LeBron is speaking out, I would have been like, yo, that's my dude too. I'm buying shoes wherever I can find. But Jordan never did that. Jordan just said, give me them shoes, give me them underwear. LeBron James said, yo, man, I'm here, and this is the thing.
Jordan's famous line is Republicans buy shoes too, which is a big reason why he never spoke out.
Dude, he wanted to get that money, and LeBron James said, look, dude, I got the money, but I can still talk about things that because I have a platform, and that's the sign of you can say a sign of genius. I ain't gonna say that. That's the sign of a man who has character.
Well, and I mean, a lot of that goes a lot about a child, a man. Well, it starts as being a child, but you know, when you become a man, a lot of that starts at home and your foundation. And for him to have a single mother throughout all that, I mean, that just shows where his strong foundation was.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How much time do you spend on yourself in a given week versus how much time you spend on other people? How do you balance the two? It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. But when we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burnt out. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. For example, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/JJR to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/JJR.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Was see, because she had to have that.
People don't talk about that.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
People don't talk about what it takes to be in this society. And it ain't like they were, and I'll say it ain't like they were like light skin or white or what. This is a dark skin, big dude.
Yeah.
And he basically from the time he was 5'6" when he was like 4. By the time he was 5'6", he became a statistic waiting to happen. And he overcame every odd.
Stayed out of trouble. Like, that's not an easy thing to do for a black kid
But then I wanted to challenge you to say, like, yeah, you can say he stayed out of trouble, but he made trouble too, dude. He challenged people to go like, oh, this dude is not what I think this dude is. That's big trouble for a lot of people. And again, all the critics, I say, what have you done with your life? Put your life in scale to what he's done and then shut the fuck up.
And as far as the game goes, you know, there are critiques of his and they're fair critiques. Like this year was probably the first year I ever watched the LeBron game and was like, man, he doesn't have that lift. He doesn't have that bounce. You know, he'll get it in spurts, but he just doesn't have it like he's had it before. You know, injuries are catching up with him. He's in year 18. He's been in 10 finals. That's pretty much having like 5 extra seasons on top of everything. So, you know, there are fair critiques. You know, the Dallas series is a dark mark on him. I don't have an issue with guys making the right play. Everybody's not a Kobe, not a Dame, not a Jordan. You know, guys don't want to shoot. Some people want to make the right play, and that's how he's played his entire career. So to ask him to try and play differently just because a bunch of critics say he should, I mean, he's got the men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. He's got the statistics to back it up. You know, he's got the credentials. He's got the catalog. And and he's not the only one. Like, there are other athletes like that. And I'm a victim of it too. Like, Steph Curry is somebody who I am not a fan of. I do not like Steph Curry.
You made that very clear.
I do not like the Warriors, but Steph Curry is a generational talent that we will never see again. I don't expect to ever see anybody like Steph Curry in my lifetime.
Well,
ever again.
It's like from when I was growing up, like Grant Hill and those kind of guys, you know. But I'm also going to throw this out there too, that you know, I will end this about the LeBron James thing because I just don't know that much as much. You're the crazy connoisseur about basketball, but I did catch a little peep about Pat Riley saying, "Yeah, a lot of critics going on with what's going on with LeBron James." Anyway, LeBron, I'll always leave a key underneath my doormat for you. Like saying, hey, dude, you can come over here and play with us anytime you want
to. Well, he got him 2 rings.
You know what I'm saying?
He got him 2 rings. And, like, the dude is, he is arguably, you can make an argument, but he's arguably the smartest player to ever play the game. I mean,
can I bring him back to the comic book thing?
Yeah.
So, just for me, when I see his body and I see him playing and just the way he acts and stuff, he reminds me of Wolverine when there was that whole spill about what is this Wolverine guy. He's like, well, Wolverine, how do you fight Wolverine? He's like, well, imagine fighting a super intelligent silverback gorilla who's playing 4 other people at chess while he's fighting you too. You know, so you're just like this brute force, but he's also like the mechanics of his brain work. So what are you going to do? Imagine fighting like, like I said, a silverback gorilla who's like, what's up, dude? You know, I just got finished reading this book, but you want to challenge me? And I can like rip you apart.
Imagine fighting Grodd.
Well, it's fighting Grodd, dude.
It's fighting Grodd.
And people just forget, man. Again, I want to bring you back at one thing that I always dwell on. This dude was a prodigy before a prodigy is a prodigy. He was playing in high school, and high school people were like, what do we do with this dude, man? People were coming out of state just to watch a high school player play.
And I don't, and you know, just to put context on that, like that was 20 years, over 20 years ago at this point. And, you know,
they were expecting him to be a failure. They're expecting to be a one-hit wonder. Like, to go, okay, well, he might go on to college. He might go on this. They were just writing him off like they always do. But then this dude's career has lasted. Give me a break, dude.
Well, back to the high school thing, though. Just to put context on that, like, this is before, you know, YouTube and streaming and all that. Like, before YouTube got, like, the way it is now. Like, you didn't have guys' highlights like that all over the place. Like, you had to kind of go and look for it and find it, and like for his games to be shown on ESPN, like that was a huge deal back then. Like, now it's kind of like a regular occurrence to see a high school game on ESPN or ESPN right. Plus, but it wasn't like that back when LeBron was in high school. He made that sexy. He fashioned that.
Can I get
bit.
You that, so you, it wasn't a thing until he made it a thing.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how his career is. Like, Kevin Durant has pretty much mirrored everything about LeBron James and his career. Like, from taking a team to the finals, leaving his home team, going to another team, winning 2 rings, going to another team, trying to win a ring, and it just, like, the off-course stuff. Like, Kevin Durant has literally mimicked LeBron James, and a lot of other athletes have, too. Like, he has given them player empowerment, and people can say what they want, but he's put the power back with the players instead of with the owners.
And can we get back to the human side of things and not the American side of things, which is like waiting to crush our heroes? But the human side of things is just like, yeah, if you had a career, they ain't all going to be winners. You know, it's a sum total what you got, dude.
I mean, 10 out of 18 years he was in the finals. I mean, like I said, men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie.
Now, let me tell you this. Something is crazy if I'm actually advocating for sports for LeBron James. Like, because I was aware of that, and it was just crazy. Like, because people were talking about, just go dribble. I'm like, no, dude, he's had the right to do whatever he wants to do.
Well, I didn't see that sports talk coming, so I'm going to – let's get to our news tidbits
But it was refreshing.
Refreshing. It was actually very refreshing to have a sports conversation with you.
I'm just saying, dude. I even brought wrestling with you, too.
Yeah, you did.
You were seeing the little things. Are you still mad?
Yeah, I'm pissed. All right. So Sons of Anarchy actor Charlie Hunnam has been rumored to –
Wait, with King Arthur?
Yeah, has been rumored to play Johnny Cage. Some of the other actors that are.
I'm gonna cut you off, dude. Can we just say this, dude?
I'm gonna cut you off.
If you would have said he's rumored to play, I thought you were gonna say Iron Fist. I was like,
Iron Fist in Mortal Kombat?
Dude, I can see him doing Iron Fist and being like, damn, he ain't get Danny right either, dude.
He's Oliver Queen. If he's anybody in comics, he's Oliver Queen. He's got the goatee, he's got the hair.
If he would be open to that and be like, yo, step up to some DC stuff and do it. And he would make a great DC movie. Now, your boy might be pissed, but he ain't ready for the big time, though. But I think.
No, Stephen Amell is. And let me tell you this. Stephen Amell, just like Grant Gustin, those are Arrow and the Flash. They would do just fine.
I'm gonna do something just to try and break your back a little bit. Why don't we do Steven as Oliver and do your boy as Connor?
Because Connor needs to be mixed. Let's leave Connor like he is. I'm not saying you in particular when I say this, but this is what I'm talking about. Like, that's something they would do. They would make Oliver black and then turn Connor white.
Well, then I'm going to mess you up even more. Why don't we do this?
So leave Connor mixed.
Let's put Steve and your boy in this movie. But they're two Olivers and two alternative worlds that
could
come
up. You
could
do that, but I think Charlie Hunnam is... He's Oliver Queen to me.
Well, you like him because you've seen that like goatee in him, and it
fits, man.
He needs a hit, dude.
Yeah,
he's got the work ethic because he could do the sword play.
I loved him in Sons of Anarchy.
Action. He can do the action.
He's fantastic in Sons of Anarchy.
I think he needs a hit, and I think a Green Arrow would be a good hit for him to go.
I don't think Johnny Cage is the way to go.
I think he's gonna go. I think he's gonna turn into your boy who did John Carter on Mars.
I don't even remember his name.
He was also in Sink My Battleship, the Battleship movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So they always try and build this dude as being like, oh, Mr. Good Looking, he's the next something. I was like, no, dude, he stars in poo-poo movies. So, yeah, I think Johnny Cage is not a good way for this dude to be.
No, and the other actors rumored for Johnny Cage are Ryan Reynolds and The Miz.
And MJK, or Machine Gun Kelly.
I don't think Machine Gun Kelly is rumored for that role.
Hey, I'm excited about this prequel that's coming out for Army of the Dead.
Okay. Joker 2.
Okay, well, let's go over that real quick. Skipping that real quick.
The Joker 2 is going to be co-written by the original movie's director and co-writer, Todd Phillips. So I guess they will be sticking with the same story.
What are they going to do?
So there's a few different ways you could go about this. As we know, if Bruce Wayne is supposedly, his quote-unquote younger brother, we see him, he's a child. So there's at least a decade that's got to pass. You could tell about his rise, because I don't even know if this is going to be the actual Joker or if this is going to be the symbol that what's the word I'm looking for?
Or one of the Jokers.
No, not even one of the... They could do the three Jokers storyline. Right. I wouldn't think of that, but I was just thinking more so like inspire the real Joker. Like, oh, look what he did. Let me take this moniker and take it to the next step.
Is Joaquin still going to be in it?
He would have to be, I would assume.
Hmm.
I don't see why he wouldn't be. He got out of the insane asylum.
Well, I hope they don't put any superheroes in this one.
It should be just another story in the same mold as the first one. They don't need any superheroes.
They could keep without any superheroes. They could keep him and just show him being crazily brutal for the fact just to do it.
Yeah, you could easily have. Like another cop. You don't have to have Jim Gordon. Maybe you could have like Bullock or somebody like that.
Have none of those. Have the predecessor and show that there's been a bunch of commissioners and detectives in Gotham. No one can get it right until Jim decided to come and do some stuff.
Well, Jim, that's not a bad idea for Jim.
I know it's a great
idea. There's enough of Jim Gordon going around though. Like, do we need another Jim Gordon origin story?
Nope. So we have him with like and be like, oh, here's a cop that was. Show how Gotham fucks people up. You okay, buddy? So you're slamming stuff. Why are you slamming things? Dude, just say, hey, I didn't agree with the Jim Gordon thing. You're sitting there throwing your phone. You threw your phone. I know it's an iPhone 3G, but still, bro, that's a collector's item now.
You don't even have a cell phone.
I don't need a cell phone, dude.
You do need a cell phone.
I get texts in my head, and I'm answering one right now. With all the emojis. Ding.
Ben Affleck is rumored to be returning as Batman in an Arkham Knight TV series for HBO Max.
He wants to do a TV series.
That's right.
Based off a video game.
That's right.
Ben said, yo, I'm going to be Batman. You're going to remember this. Fuck you, Michael Keaton. Ben Keaton's like, no, bro, I started this. I'm Batman and Birdman.
Well, Keaton's going to be in the Flash
movie.
I'm
all birds. I'm a vulture, too.
He's going to be in the Flash movie. Flashpoint.
Oh, there was, rumor has it, they were talking to Christian Bale, too.
Yeah, that's the rumor. We already discussed that rumor, though.
Rumor has it. Throw your phone again. I dare you.
I'm sorry?
I give you $20 if you throw your phone again.
Really?
I bet you $20. I bet you $20 you won't throw your phone as hard as you can on the floor.
Oh, no.
I bet you.
I won't do that.
I bet you $20.
That's silly.
I bet you $20 you won't give me $60 right now.
You bet me $20 that I won't give you $6.
I bet you $20 that you won't give me $60 right now.
$6.
$60.
I will give you $6 for 20.
Bet. Handshake. I will put it here in okay. front of everybody. I bet you.
Okay, first of all, nobody's here.
Oh, okay. Well, you're here and I'm here. So I will bet you $40 you won't get it for I bet you $20 you won't give me I need to make this money, dude. I'm broke, dude. I can't go home without this money.
I'm still breaking even.
No, but I won't be in the hole.
Yeah, but we'll be breaking even.
Don't care. I will not be in the hole.
Well, I'll take my $20 first, and then we can make the next bet. All right, let's go to the final blow. That's enough news.
I got a final blow, dude. That $20 is gonna hurt. Dude.
I don't want to hear you talk anymore. Oh my God!
It's so angry, dude. Hey, Phil, all of our listeners, and especially Phil.
That wasn't very nice.
Hey, no. Especially Phil. You just heard what he said, right? I've been nothing but a gentle man, right?
You are a gentle man.
Yeah. My mama told me
your
when
mother,
I was young.
My grandmother did not tell you that.
To sit beside me.
My grandmother never told you that.
And listen closely.
All right, final blow time.
To what I say. I was going to be a simple man, dude, really.
Oz, what you got for the final blow?
I'm just waiting for the beat to drop. Here we go. There we go. I'm waiting. I'm looking forward to Loki coming out. Man, you blast out loud, dude. Can you, like, a little knockdown, dude? Okay, you just took your shirt off again and just, like, hey, wife. What steroids did you take before you did this show? Because you are, like, sweating. Come on, I need some water, dude. I'm angry. Why are you angry? I don't know, man. I've had 4 Coca Colas and 3 chocolate bars. I'm seeing a picture of whatever Scott's doing. So, I'm looking forward to Loki. I'm really looking forward to, like, what a wonder that comes out. And, I thought the really coolest thing was when, Eminem this week was invited to the Hellfire Gala and he accepted. Did you hear about that one? See, dude, that's insane. It's awesome. They sent out all these invitations to celebrities to the Hellfire Gala. And people were like, what does that mean? And Eminem got it. And he was just like, accepted. I'm looking forward to it or something like that. And people were like, what? It was very dope. Eminem still keeps it. He's been an interesting bird to me. So that's my final blow. And one more thing.
For my final blow, Handmaid's Tale, Season 3, June has become one of the worst characters on TV. We're filling out a Mount Rushmore.
Hold on, wait a minute. Where are you with that?
I just started Season 4.
What episode are you on Season 4?
Episode 2.
Okay, dude, she does some stuff that you'll see down the road that's just like, you're like, yeah, I do that too, dude.
Nah, she sucks. She got people killed. She got a sister killed for no reason.
Did you hear about the Army of Dead spinoff that they're trying to, the next number two, they're trying to have June and Batista's daughter.
Kate Ward.
And Kate Ward. They're going to go in and kill some people.
She's not Kate Ward bad. Like, Kate Ward is, woo, she sucks. She sucks a fat one.
You kind of, what do you mean by that?
I mean exactly what I said. She sucks a fat one.
Fat one what?
Let your imagination run wild. Whatever you want to finish that sentence with.
Okay.
And so yeah, June sucks.
A fat one.
No, she doesn't suck a fat one. That's Kate.
I mean, Kate sucks a fat one. Like a fat redhead, or are we talking about?
It could be on a redhead.
That's racist. You can't wear your redheads like that, dude. They haven't done nothing to you.
Well, the redheads aren't the only one that have it.
Man, we have fought so hard for to have just to
have. So everyone, we'll talk to them next time.
We fought so hard just to kind of get these like equal rights, like from.
And y'all have a good time, because we gonna have a good time until we talk to y'all next time.
We all need equal rights, dude. Hold on, no, wait. What you? Hey, everybody, have a good time. Apparently, because this guy is angry.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
At Mary Baldwin University, every student has access to a next-level support network.
I know I can always go to my advisor. I know they're always willing to help me.
Putting them in classes, that's important, but I really try to make a connection.
Being able to make connections where you're able to learn what their interests are, rather than just kind of a cookie-cutter college experience.
We try to connect with students that are going to be able to have those intimate conversations.
Come see what we're all about at marybaldwin.edu. With us, you won't have to go it alone.
We're all just a chat or a video call away.